talking to Coach Joey Robinson, head Cougar football coach, and Coach, big state playoff game, and I know folks want to know what your thoughts were about the football game.
Well, I thought we faced a very good Tarboro team and one that was very hungry, and I mean, it's pretty obvious that they had a lot of kids who had been there before, and they lost a year before, but they brought 30 kids back from that team and had 25 seniors, and I thought it was the best linebacking core that we faced all year and by far the best defense that we faced all year. So, you know, we lost to a very good football team and a football team that I think would have beat a lot of people who are down there in other divisions also.
Something that you and I talked about before the ball game is that coaches swap films, and you saw some films on them, but you saw them matched up against other teams that you didn't know. And so that makes a world of difference when you can't get a real good comparison.
It is, and it's really hard to judge speed. And they were a little faster than we thought they were on film. And we were judging on West Bladen that we saw last year, who Wilk Central beat. And we were comparing them sort of to East Bladen. So that's the only thing you have to compare down east with. And they were a little faster than we thought. And up front, we thought we could win that war. And I think, you know, I hadn't got a chance to look at a lot of film going back and looking at the game. But it looks like we tied at least up front if didn't lose some of those battles. And that let their linebackers make plays. And they were very big, aggressive linebackers.
I know that it looks completely different now for the players coming out without the win. But how do you feel they felt about getting to the big game and playing in such a big venue?
Well, when you walked in, you know, it sort of caught their attention, and you could tell that. And you know, it's great for them. No matter what the outcome, getting to go there and play and see how many people came from Burnsville to support them and the crowd that was there and just the whole atmosphere of playing in Kenyon Stadium, something that they'll never forget, something the coaches will never forget. And we're certainly not taking it for granted. But when it was all said and done, you know, this is a special group of young men, and I think what bothered them more than anything was not the losing, but the fact that they realized that they weren't going to play together anymore. And as coaches, I think that's what got us. It's not the fact that we lost the state championship, but it was the fact that we're not going to get to coach these young men anymore, and that sort of grabbed us at the end.
Just the last game.
Last game, and just an exceptional group of seniors that, you know, I've not just been with them for 4 years, but it seems like I've been with them since they were in second grade, and they've all come to my camps, and this coaching staff spent a lot of time with these young men, and it's more than just football, and it's about relationships that you build with them, and when you walk in the locker room and see that you're not going to get to coach them anymore, and that they're not going to get to play together anymore, it's a pretty sobering thought.
We talked about before the ball game that you looked back and said that the teams before this team helped this team get here, and this is certainly a huge stepping stone. And I know if you're going to be back in the state championship next year, I'm sure you'll look back at this team and say they helped get you there.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, that I've heard coaches say before you have to get there. You know, you had to get there and experience before you learn how to play in it. And you know, I've gotten all kinds of letters this week and last week and phone calls from former players that were part of Mountain Heritage football before now, and that means a ton. And, you know, sharing them with the coaches and telling them who called and getting to see all these guys. And there were a lot of former players at the game, even guys from back in the 80s that came and watched the state championship that was part of Mountain Heritage football and are very proud to see where it's at right now. And all those guys are a part of it. And it's just a real special time right now. And we got to build on it. And when it's all said and done, we'll look back at all these teams and say they had a part in it.
When I talk to any of the Cougar fans, almost always they say they sure hope that the players realize what a great privilege it was just to be a top two teams in the state.
Absolutely. And to, you know, from where we were at, to build it to where it's at right now and to be mentioned as a state contender and in the playoff hunt and even to be mentioned when you look at the brackets for people wanting to try to avoid Mountain Heritage and for them to be one of the top two seeds and then go through the brackets and beat teams that people around here thought we couldn't beat, the Lexingtons, the Lincolntons, those guys that we always heard, you know, if when you match up against speed, we're going to be in trouble. And we sort of throwed that out the window. But with that all being said, you know, you look at it from a program standpoint and see what you have to work on. And I think we have to get our kids at a younger age developing speed and strength in order to compete with guys like Tarboro. And so we're certainly not happy. We're happy with where we're at. We're not satisfied. And so we, as coaches, we're going to go look and we're going to start trying to develop strength and speed a little quicker. And, And I think eventually down the road we'll have one of the fastest, strongest teams in the state.
I know you and I talked about it all season long, and I don't think you could have expected anything more out of the community or the fans.
No, the community was great. I mean, to see of all the games we went to, and we stayed and watched the Newton Butler, the Newton Conover game against Reeseville, and then we went and watched the AC Reynolds against Harnett Central. And of all the games we saw, we felt like we had a bigger crowd than any of them besides Harnett Central. And that's saying a lot when you have to drive 4 hours to a state championship. And even the people down at for the North Carolina High School Athletic Association was very complimentary of our fans and how many we brought. They couldn't believe that a 2A school from 4 hours away would bring that many people. And it just says a lot about the community and how they've embraced football. And it's made it a lot of fun.
Going to make it a lot more fun in the years to come, too. So we look forward to another spectacular year next year.
We hope so, and we got a lot of great young men coming back, and a lot of good ones coming up from the JV team, and we just got to keep it rolling as far as we can.
Thanks for the comments, Coach.
Thank you.
Coach Joey Robinson talking about the Mountain Heritage football team.